Can you give us some of those sounds that are not represented that you've invented?
Yeah, there's whole categories of sounds that are not used in languages generally. For instance, the category of inhaling sounds. It's not very healthy to speak inhaling because your vocal cords dry out instead, but it's better to breathe through the nose so that the air is moistened before it gets there. And so that's, I think that's the reason why most languages do not use inhaling sound, except for some like the click sounds in South African languages. Those are inward consonants, actually. And then there's other sound categories where all the sounds that where you need to use the hands to manipulate the mouth. And so on. So those are not, wouldn't be very practical if you had a language where you needed your hands to make the speech sounds, because then you couldn't do any activity and speak at the same time.
So. Well, it's reminiscent a little bit of Italian with the gestures.
Yeah,
with
the gestures.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also the first one that you did with the inhaling, I'm reminded of your musical background, and there's a technique called circular breathing in which you're still playing but breathing in.
Yeah, but that depends on the air being in the mouth cavity, and so there's the circle in the circular breathing is the air comes in through the nose and is kept in the oral cavity and put out through a tube. So but of course you cannot use the vocal cords in that way because there is no such circle. The vocal cords are behind that circle. You could, I experimented a little bit with making this kind of sound and trying to breathe in through the nose, but it wasn't very very useful.
Didn't work. You told us about a lozenge that you take, an Icelandic lozenge, which allegedly has moss in it. Can you talk to us about what you need to do to maintain your instrument, your voice? And what risks you run of doing any kind of damage?
Yeah, I've got, during all those years of practice, I've experienced what sounds you can make and for what duration. And I know very well what I can do and cannot do, and there are some pieces that I do them that I know I will lose my voice for 2 or 3 days, so I do them. Some of these are very extreme pieces, sometimes I do them, but I've never experienced any permanent damage to my voice, so I think I have a strong and robust vocal apparatus,
that's a given. Yes.
Yeah. I check my voice when I'm practicing sort of more extreme sounds. I every once in a while I will go back to a very relaxed yawning sound. Still can slide through my whole range without hearing a break in the voice, then it's still okay.
Then you're on track.
Yeah, when you can do that.
You make a living doing this?
Yeah, since about 20 years. So it's getting a little tough though, these crisis years, but I'm still managing.
Well, people on the margins tend to be the first ones hit when these kinds of recessions and depressions happen. What do you hope that people get from your performances?
I never make a piece with a sort of
an outcome, an intended outcome.
Intention of provoking or creating a specific reaction in the audience. This, my only criterion is if I like the piece myself. And I do record myself and listen to it and see, check if I still have to work on it or just throw it away or if it's good. And I hope, I'm happy if there's some strong reaction and it's inevitable that it's sometimes negative, but I don't mind. It's in order. Well, if I would not want to have any negative reactions, I would have to water down the whole thing very much. So
that's little water in the wine.
As you
said the other night.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the most extreme negative reaction? Have you had people, you know, threaten you with physical violence or come at you or anything like that?
Yeah, well, I have had things thrown at me, beer and I once did a performance in the Amsterdam Zoo in a cage that was empty at the moment, and with some other artists we had a collective performance there, and I did sound poetry, and kids came by and threw their lunch bread at me.
Do not feed the animals. Reminiscent of McClure reading to the lions at the San Francisco Zoo, doing his beast language to the lions. There's a video of that. Mm. I'm just delighted to be able to have this time to talk to you, and have been very much inspired by your performances. Thank you for your time. Mm. More information on your website, jaapblonk.com, is the website. Jaap Blonk. Thanks and continued success.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Paul. Yeah.